This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The U.S. is speaking out about the number of dead in the war between Israel and Hamas. More than 11,000 Palestinians have died, says the health ministry in Gaza. The U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says too many Palestinians are dying.
Blinken says the U.S. appreciates Israel's steps to minimize civilian casualties, but that's not enough.
Much more needs to be done to protect civilians and to make sure that humanitarian assistance reaches them. Far too many Palestinians have been killed. Far too many have suffered these past weeks. And we want to do everything possible to prevent harm to them and to maximize the assistance that gets to them.
He adds Washington has proposed additional ideas to the Israelis about how to improve the situation. That includes longer humanitarian pauses and expanding the amount of assistance getting into Gaza. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More than 1,400 people have been killed in Israel, mainly in the initial attack by Hamas. This morning, medical officials in Gaza are accusing Israel of strikes near four hospitals. Israel says at least one was the result of a misfired Palestinian rocket. Las Vegas hotel workers now have tentative labor deals with MGM Resorts, Caesars, and Wynn Resorts, averting a strike at 18 hotel casinos along the Strip. Now to those suspicious letters somebody sent to elections offices in several states. Some had fentanyl in them.
Fulton County, Georgia is one of the communities targeted.
There are some crazy people out there who will go to any extreme.
That's County Commission Chair Rob Pitts on WSB-TV. Elections offices in California, Nevada, Oregon, and Washington also appear to have been targeted. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Gas is $3.39 a gallon this morning. This is AP News. To Texas now, and a battle over election results that a GOP candidate has lost.
In Houston, a judge has ruled against a GOP lawsuit that sought to toss 2022 election results. Ruling several months after the August trial in Harris County, Texas, Judge David Peoples denied a request to overturn results from last November's elections in the Houston area. Republican Aaron Lunsford, a judicial candidate, lost her race by more than 2,700 votes out of over 1 million cast. She called for a new election, blaming her defeat on ballot shortages and illegal voting. No GOP voters came forward to testify that they were unable to vote because of problems. Lawyers for Tamika Kraft, who won the election, argued that the suit was part of a master plan to disenfranchise voters and got one of Lunsford's expert witnesses to admit he had done sloppy work. The ruling is a blow to efforts by GOP leaders in Harris County to overturn election results in 17 other local contests. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.